Yo, yo, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It is another beautiful, lovely morning on my side of town. It's cold, but it's beautiful nonetheless. So I choose not to slack off. I choose not to eat fatty foods all the time. I choose not to sit up and watch TV all day. I choose not to be a sloth. I choose not to walk to work. I choose not to read books. I choose not to not wash my face. Double negative. But the power is in not. So the whole goal of this podcast this time is actually a flip of perspective. Because sometimes when you see things for the first time, it doesn't always get fully absorbed. So in a lot of my podcasts, I talk on perspective. This one is going to be in the power of not. Because sometimes you can't just say to a person, don't do this, don't do that. You have to put it in a perspective as to where they understand it. So say, for instance, you can say to a person, yeah, go to the gym, exercise, and eat right. That's simple. That's easy. That's easy for me. But then some people only understand this. Yeah, you don't want to have high cholesterol. You don't want to have high blood pressure. You don't want to have clogged arteries. You don't want to have a lack of energy. You don't want to have a lack of libido. How do you not have these things? Go to the gym, eat healthy, drink water. Now, you all know I use gym reference because gym is just what I eat, breathe, and live. It's one of the easiest things for me. So with that being said, that is why we're going into the power of not for this perspective exploration. All right. So I first talked about perspective. I believe I may have mentioned it in other places, but I believe I first talked about perspective in season 1, episode 3. All right, so you can all backsource to that season when you get the chance and opportunity. But that was where I first talked about perspective. And perspective is basically how you see things and interpret things and what they mean to you. And it's layman form and the form that I needed to be in for the relation of this podcast today. So let's go ahead and knock the mantra out the way. It's I can, I will, I must. And you know, when it comes to our mantra, we do this 3 times. Because why? Because this is the alpha grind and this is meant to motivate you. This is meant to help you establish your foot on the ground and go where you need to go for the day. So we're going to say this 3 times. I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. A true leader has the confidence to stand alone. That was said by Douglas MacArthur. And standing alone, that is very true. Some people choose not to be alone. Like, some people truly choose not to be alone. And with not being alone, you don't really have a chance to embrace how unique you are. You're constantly pulling on the personalities of others that you tend to lose yourself in this mask and this facade of who you believe yourself to be, when honestly you're just a reflection of all the people around you and you don't know who you are yourself truly, which can be very difficult. Understand what I just said. You surrounding yourself with people and not giving yourself alone time is doing more harm than it is helping you. Now, in this current pandemic that we have going on, it has given the people the opportunity to not be alone. And you know what has happened? There has been an increase in divorce rate. There has been an increase in domestic violence. There has been an increase in just spontaneous, unable to explain actions. Like, people have found pieces of themselves that they didn't even know exist because they didn't know how to coexist with a person. And the thing is, you can't be two, which is when you're with someone, if you don't know how to be one, which I believe I spoke on in about two podcasts ago about being able to be your whole self. And the thing is, you have to choose not to be around people or be around someone all the time to really figure out who you are. So this podcast is going to be a lot of twists and turns, and I'm trying to keep track myself, but I'm going to do my best to keep us on the right track. All right. So me as a leader, it's actually a lot of situations where I choose not to be around a lot of people. And that's because so I can have my own individual thoughts. After I establish my own individual thoughts, then I will surround myself with people to transpire and talk and conversate to get a deeper meaning or message when it comes to learning something new. Like, say, for instance, in the last podcast where I was talking about picking fruits, I had to sit down and ask myself before asking anybody else, before researching anything else, do I know how to pick fruit? How did I learn how to pick fruit? Who did I learn how to pick fruit from? And then I went on, after I established that strong foundation of knowledge and my type of knowledge, I went on to ask questions so I wouldn't be corrupted by new information and I had my own information and I could differentiate between the two. All right. So what you choose not to do on a day-to-day basis is power. What you choose not to do on a day-to-day basis. What you choose not to do on a day-to-day basis is power. I choose not to leave my home unlocked. I choose not to let my dog go hungry. I choose not to let my children go without education. Oh, wait. Did I just get that? I choose to educate my kids. That was one of them confusion moments. What you choose not to do is power. If you choose not to do drugs, if you choose not to be unemployed, which at this point in time can be quite difficult, but still, if you choose to be constructive, which is to not be constructive, then you're making a choice to try to better yourself. Ooh, this is going to be a confusing one. But I hope you all get what I'm saying. If not, once again, you can always contact me and we could clear things up. But we're going a positive route with this. We're just using we're choosing not to do the bad things, which will put us on being on the right side of the wrong stuff. All right. So let's say, for instance, an example of that, the wrong stuff being, I'm not passing judgment, is also aligns with my morals, drugs. So being on the right side of the wrong stuff. So let's say drugs is the wrong stuff, right? And the right side of drugs for me would be not doing it. You get what I'm saying? So if we have drugs and then we have the good side of drugs to some, which is doing it, and then the bad side of drugs, which is not doing it, I'm on the not doing it side. So say for instance, now, once again, I believe that marijuana can help with ailments such as mental stress, bodily fatigue and pain. If you have a poor appetite, it can help increase your appetite. Things of that nature. I do believe in marijuana. If you do it recreationally, that's you. I'm choosing not to. Why? Because I'm choosing not to. All right. We're not going to get into that debate right now, but I'm choosing not to do marijuana. So that's my choice. I'm choosing to be on the wrong side. Dang it. The right side of the wrong stuff. All right. So the right side for me is not doing drugs. All right. So another thing that could pressure you into doing the things that you shouldn't do So, like, say for instance, I don't know why drugs are so easy for me to resort to. What is something else that you can't, not supposed to do? Let's say going to be in a sloth. Say for instance, you go over to your friend's house and they choose not to make their bed. They choose not to wash their dishes. They choose, you know, not to sweep. They choose not to clean counters. They choose not to do laundry. They choose all of these things that they choose not to do. If you choose not to do those same things, that's peer pressure. It could be subliminal pressure if you're not aware of it. But, you know, your friend, they could come over to your house and be like, yeah, you don't need to wash dishes. Yeah, you don't need to make your bed. You're just going to get back in it anyway. It's already prepared for you to get back in it. No. Because the thing is, choosing not to do those things, it's taking away your discipline. You get that? Like, choosing not to maintain your home, choosing not to maintain yourself, choosing not to keep up your upkeep, it's taking away your power. So when you're wondering, why does this person have this? Why can this person do this? Why is this person so tedious? Why is this person so good at doing this? All of this transpires from your origin, which is your foundation, which usually is associated with the home. Like, my mom, for instance, she did not allow me to leave out the house without it being clean. That was her power. And she gave me the power to be more disciplined and keep my home clean. Her power of not was so strong that it empowered my power of not. So when it comes to my girls, when they get older, you will not be leaving out my house without it being clean, which will transpire into them not leaving out of their house when it's not clean. Because when you come back home, home is supposed to be your peace. You take away your peace when your home is not in order. I'm gonna rewind that. You take away your peace when your home is not in order. All right. Now I'm speaking to somebody right now because somebody's house is really, really, really chaotic and it's not peaceful. Now you have to choose what you will and will not tolerate. You have to choose what you will and will not do. You have to choose what you will and will not put in place for your peace. And this can be inspired by peer pressure. What you put around you, who you let influence you. This is your power. This is your uniqueness, your individuality, your power. All of this comes from what you choose and what you choose to and what not to do. I have some friends, they are actually trying to find their passion and uniqueness. You can't find that being around people all the time. You can't find that being influenced by negative energies. You're going to find the wrong thing, which could be trouble, which could be fights, which could be anger, which could be depression, which could be sadness. You're going to find all the wrong things in the wrong places. So you have to choose not to be in the wrong places. You have to choose not to surround yourself around negative energy, negative people, negative situations, negative environments, negative subliminal influences, music, television, radio, drugs, foods. You have to choose not to surround yourself by these things in order to get to that mental state, to that optimum of yourself. That is where you will find your uniqueness, your individuality, your passion. Because when you do choose to do all of those things aren't productive for you, you're stripping yourself away from your dreams. And no one, absolutely no one, can do your dreams better than you. No one. So your why has to be greater than anything else to keep you on track. Your passion has to be greater than anything else to keep you on track. And yes, it's going to get hard. Yes, you will lose yourself. But the thing is, if you know you're going to lose yourself, if you know you're going to, you may lose your way, which happens, you have to create anchors. And this is what I have done for myself. These podcasts are a form of my anchors. Another form of my anchors is art. Another form of my anchors are the people that I influence. When I pour into people, sometimes I need people to pour back into me. And as of right now, my circle pours into me. Everyone in my circle pours into me. And that is very important. Make sure your circle pours into you. Because if you're putting into your cup and no one's putting back into you, if you're putting into someone else's cup and no one is putting back into your cup, you're going to be empty. And this can be kids, family, friends, lovers, associates, partners, anything. If you're pouring more into something else and nothing is getting poured into you, you have nothing that's flowing into you, you're going to be empty and you're going to lose yourself. So create those anchors, create those whys. Why are you doing this? A simple why for me, I can't let my children go hungry. I can't let my children not have a home over their head. I cannot not be in my children's life. I think that's right. Basically, I got to be in my kids' life. You know why? Because my daddy wasn't. And yeah, I turned out pretty okay. But the thing is, I believe that I could have been better. Maybe. I could be wrong. But the thing is, I've seen people with a lack of a father figure turn for the worse. Matter of fact, I've seen people with the lack of one parent turn for the worse. So that's one of my whys. I can't be that. And I choose to not be another statistic. I'm mixed, but I'm a black male in America. That's all I need. I've beaten a lot of statistics. I made it to see 27 years. I'm not doing drugs. I don't sag. I'm athletic. I'm intelligent. I take care of my body. I take care of my mind. I have two daughters. My why is to not be a statistic. My why is to be a great dad. My why is to be an inspiration and leader to those that need that leadership, that lack that leadership, that lack that friendship. So your why has to be your reason. You don't have to do anything but pass away. What you choose to do is your power. That is your superpower. It was said that on December 21st, basically all the planets were supposed to align and give us superpowers or some type of nature. Some you know how it goes with like all those superstitions and stuff like that. But that was supposed to happen. All right. So I was on the phone with my friend. I told her because I had heard it a couple of times. When I hear things a couple of times, it makes my mind wonder. But I'm like, yeah, maybe this could be true. You know, I'm always down to hear all the crazy stuff. You know, once again, I'm choosing not to just blow off the crazy stuff. I'm indulging a little bit. You know, I play with it a little bit. I don't take nothing too serious. But, you know, I do it for entertainment purposes. If it's not too dangerous to my morals or my person, I'll engage it. I'll see what's up. So I did. So I'm like, all right, you know, 21st, you know, all this stuff's supposed to be happening. Let's see what happens. So that morning, I was like, all right, I'm supposed to be having some superpowers today, right? So I'm over there, you know, Spider-Man stands, didn't work. Tried to lift my car, didn't work. Tried to see if I had laser beams, didn't work. I'm like, all right, so that was a facade. Then I seen something on the news, and it wasn't the news. It was something on social media, and it was like, it's supposed to be happening tonight. And I'm like, all right, maybe I'll try it the next day. Try it the next day, same thing. I'm like, yeah, well, I chose to do this just to entertain it. But the thing is, you choose what you want to do. You don't have to do anything. You literally don't have to do anything. But pass away. That's what you're going to do. But what you do in this lifetime, the legacy that you leave behind, that has to mean something. If you want it to mean something, it don't have to. You could completely do nothing with your life. You could bum it out. You could just go with the wind. not care, not inspire, not leave, not help, and just be done. But where's the fun in that? People have to find the fun in challenges and difficulties, because guess what? Those difficulties and those challenges, those stones in your pathway, those difficult staircases that you're climbing, it just leads you into a better path in place. I mean, because when you're at the bottom, the only way to go is up, right? As everybody say, I started from the bottom. I started from nothing. I started from an infant crawling. Then I walked. Then I ran. I've only flown once as of right now. But, you know, I started from the bottom. Everyone starts from the bottom. Ooh, and this is one of my favorite quotes. So, we're all in the gutter, right? Some people choose to look at the gutter. Some people choose to look at the stars. I mean, looking at the stars is not going to hurt you, but it will make you feel better. Looking at the gutter, it ain't going to do nothing for you. I choose not to look at the gutter. I'm looking at the stars. So, question for today. This one was a little bit long run, but did this perspective help you see what you do and don't need to do? If it did, awesome. You can always hit me up on social media. Just go to wolfhulkgaming.com. It has all my social media on it. WOLFHULKGAMING. WolfhulkGaming.com. Once again, this is the Alpha Grind, and I am your friendly Apex Alpha. And see you guys next time. Yo, this is the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.